This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody. Way to get that business out of the way. We go right to Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist. Good morning, Omar. And first 2 days of a free agency. I think some people were surprised. Thought the team might go for it a little bit, and that was definitely a low-cost cap responsibility management. Looked like it was pretty strong to make sure they were responsible on this. What'd you think?
I think it was fiscally responsible. When you look at some of the deals of guys that I would have targeted, like Jonathan Allen, I'm not sure I'm willing to pay him $20 million a year right now. Even Nick Bosa, Joey Bosa. Am I comfortable with $12.5 million for Joey Bosa, having him eat up probably nearly half of the cap space that I have available right now on one player? Probably not. I do like the fact that they got the guard James Daniels. He would have been my top target no matter the price. And at $8 million a year, when some of these mediocre guards are getting about $17 million, I love the price. The safety, it is what it is. I'm not a big Javon Holland fan, so I wasn't going to pay him $15 million a year. I was about at 12. I'm comfortable with the safeties that they added. I mean, Ashton Davis has more interceptions than Javon Holland, and he's played one-third the amount of snaps that Javon Holland has played. Yeah. So I don't have a big issue with that. And, in fact, I am so comfortable with not these guys drafting players, but actually drafting players and adding young talent to this team and seeing where that young talent takes them. Now, am I comfortable with the people that are making those selections? Not really, but I do believe in the concept that the good teams build young and they start to, and we did it earlier. We just let everybody graduate from the program.
Yeah. No. So, and by the way, you had an article that you put out a couple of days ago that told everybody they should read that was going after Chris Greer about finger pointing and head coach and taking responsibility and not pointing fingers other places. And that's what this guy wanted and that guy wanted. And I have to work with them and I want everybody happy. And it's not me, it's them. And I want to hear from Chris occasionally. I'd like to hear need to be better instead of always we. There ain't no we. You're the GM. There are no we in GM. Go ahead. Sorry.
Here, when he became the general manager, I remember I went to the Senior Bowl and I talked to some of my contacts who I have a great relationship with. And I talked to two individuals who worked with Chris specifically. And their number one comment, not like praise, this is the first thing that they said: man, that guy's really good at escaping accountability. This is like day 15 on the job. No conviction was what the other guy said. And these are guys who I think he would consider friends, but they're just being fair and accurate with their assessment of Chris. And this was like day 12 on the job as the general manager.
Yeah.
And here we are, I don't even know how many seasons later, that was in 2016. The exact reason why he's elevated in this organization for 25 years is the exact thing that's going to take him down, which is he does not take any accountability or conviction for things. And what he does, but he escapes accountability. And right now that column was about saying there is nobody else to blame anymore.
I'm with you. By the way, you're right. I mean, there's been plenty, a lot of it's on guys that are already out the door, but you're right. It's like, okay, at some point, you've been able to dodge a lot of bullets, but at some point, it can't be about everybody else.
So there is nobody else on the firing squad but you.
With you 100% on that one. Hey, Zach Wilson. What'd you think?
Yeah.
By the way, I know why Mike did it because I can get in the whole thing.
Please tell me why Mike did it.
I think you're going to find out when you talk to him. Here you go. Loved them coming out of college.
Okay.
The part they can't say is I can't go by the Jets because everybody they've coached has been bad. They've been terrible at development up there, and we're able to rehabilitate Tua, who lost his confidence.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And here's a guy that we believe has more physical talent. Well, he's not going to say that. More physical talent than Tua throwing the ball. And he's going to be good in our system. And we feel with the starts he's already had that he's ready and hungry to come out.
Okay.
We'll get his footwork done. We'll get all the fundamentals back that he had before or has never had. And with the guys he has around him. There you have it.
But he's also a gunslinger. And I don't necessarily know if that fits this offense or this scheme. The fact that they compared to Jake Plummer is a good thing because Jake Plummer was, in my mind, the original Mike Shanahan West Coast quarterback. But he wasn't. Yeah, he was. I guess he was. I don't count John Elway as the original that original Mike Shanahan quarterback. John Elway's a legend. I wrote a column in the Miami Herald this morning that appeared this morning. That this is the head-scratching move of all the head-scratching moves from this standpoint. You know everybody's fired. If Tua misses, let's say, six games like last season, and you lose more than half of those games.
Right.
Like, you got to have a quarterback that's going to keep you 500. And I didn't understand why not Jimmy Garoppolo for $2 million less than Zach Wilson. But it does align with the fact or with the theory that people have that Jimmy and Mike or as I call him, McBuddy, they don't mess with each other.
Correct.
They don't.
There you have it. He had two shots to get him at least, and he said no thank you.
Or the offer was there, and Jimmy has said no thank you twice. Because I have heard they don't really mess with each other. And it is what it is. I don't know if this is true. You know how me and you, Joe, we might have an issue, but you don't know I have an issue with you, or I don't know you have an issue with me. I think it's like that situation.
Yeah.
But here's the thing I thought about and I wrote about in the Miami Herald. Let's say this goes left, Joe, because, you know, we're realists. Let's say this goes left. But somehow you find a way to do a reclamation project on Zach Wilson, and now you fix two quarterbacks. And also, on top of that,
great problem to have. Makes a coach look really smart if Zach Wilson has to play four or six games, and all of a sudden he's playing his best football, and got half the league all lathered up. Yeah.
You put that on your resume. Oh, you get the easiest way to get a head coaching job in this NFL is to have that quarterback whisperer reputation, be able to fix quarterbacks. Like, I could name you right now the guys who are going to be head coaches next year or the year after because they're able to fix quarterbacks. It's the easiest route to an NFL head coaching spot. Just ask Ben Johnson. Now, if Mike gets that reputation by fixing Tua, which he's already credited with, and now fixing Zach Wilson, he's going to be right on the hopper for that, for another head coaching job. And the fact that they signed Zach Wilson to only a 1-year deal, because if your theory that he's this hot dude that you absolutely believed in, wouldn't you have locked him up for 2 years?
Yep.
Because it would have benefited you on the cap.
So it makes you wonder, did Zach want more than 1 year? I thought about that. Or are they still afraid that Zach Wilson might still be Zach Wilson? And by the way, if Zach Wilson looks like the Jets Zach Wilson, they're all going down together if Tua misses 4 to 6 games. It won't matter.
Absolutely. And that's my only concern. Why not go with a guard? I don't think there's upside to Gardner Minshew. I don't think there's upside to Marcus Mariota. Jameis Winston, I never thought fit in this offense. But when you pass on I don't think it's fair to say pass on Jimmy Garoppolo. I think maybe he turned you down again. It just looks a little fishy because Zach Wilson, I don't know if he could save your job. And that should be your focus.
Yeah, well, they're obviously hoping, and I don't think anybody has any confidence it's going to happen that Tua can stay healthy for 17 games because it was a combo package last year of hip and concussion. Yeah. The guy didn't get hurt on. I tell everybody he didn't get hurt on purpose. It happens. So when Chris Greer has these meetings, I told him you gotta stay healthy. Like, hey, Chris, I'm friggin' trying, man. I'm friggin' trying. I mean, what do you?
Yeah. How about you build him a better line and maybe he could stay healthy.
Yeah.
Because his beating was against Houston where you had trash out there at right tackle.
Hey, let's talk. We got a bunch of other things to get to here, too. Teron and Calais, I think, are really important to Mike and his leadership. Mm-hmm. Do we get
absolutely.
Both?
Is it, he has absolutely no chance of surviving without Teron and Calais. None. Zero.
So those guys do a lot of stuff that nobody else can do because it comes down to really good players respecting those two for what they've done. So
only people that can hold the hard, difficult players accountable.
We you and I are on the same page, and I saw it up firsthand and without getting into all the stories. So I want to ask you, do you expect them both back? Calais been really quiet. Teron, I'm reading between the lines, Teron wants to come back and play.
Of course Teron wants to come back and play. Now, is he going to play for the minimum? Hell no. Teron probably puts $1 million into his body alone a year. So you think he's going to play for $1 million too? Like, please. But I'm sure there's a wink-wink deal about we'll fix this situation. We'll fix your situation when we get a little bit down the road. And they've still got more avenues to create cap space. Calais, I think, is going to be a little bit more difficult and tricky. You have to have a very good offer on the table right now. And I'm talking talking $5 million. You have to have a very good offer on the table that would prevent him from taking anything lower from a Kansas City, a Baltimore. I think you have a chance. The fact that he hasn't signed right now. I mean, a lot of these guys that are out there are making $17 million as defensive linemen, and they didn't have half the season Calais Campbell had. But he's not going to get that because he's old.
Right, and they're scared to death. They're scared to death. Father Time's going to hit him, and you hope it doesn't hit him on your watch. Exactly. Hey, so I got to take him one step further because we're running out of time here. So after what they tried to cover up yesterday and hopefully did with third wide receiver, a couple of safeties and a guard, and so where's the priority list going forward, especially if I look ahead to the NFL draft?
You still haven't done anything at defensive line, and inside linebacker. You only have really one because I'm not counting. Right. I'm not counting that Channing Tindall. And you need to just you could address everything but defensive line. I think in the second tier realm of free agency, and I'm not opposed to re-signing Isaiah Wynn. I'm not opposed to re-signing Deshaun Hand. I'm not opposed to re-signing Anthony Walker Jr. Those are guys that I think can help you win, and you know, they can contribute. But does that mean you have a starting defensive tackle to put next to Zach Sealer? No, you do not. And that's still something that has to be addressed. But right now, I think there's just guys and bodies.
So what about cornerback real quickly here? Cornerback, there's a couple of old vets that have been pretty good, or do you get somebody in the draft?
I think you do both. Based on what I'm told by players, Cam Smith, no, it's not going to work. So you know you have an absolute need. I think they can be patient in terms of addressing them. I think they can absolutely be patient because there's so many older vets right now that can that you can employ that can, you can get about 700 snaps from. Okay.
Well, all right. Hey, listen, this can be fun. Hey, I got to let you run. Omar, thank you so much, man, for coming on. You were all fired up today. It's good. No time to get into how you're doing with the ladies. You take care.
All right. Talk to you later, Joe. All
Omar
right.
Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, joining us this morning. We'll get into more of the stuff here in just a second. Some of the things Omar was talking about. And by the way, this is going to be fun. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Jay Lucas, Hurricanes basketball head coach, is going to join us, man. He is off and running, trying to put together a coaching staff as well as find some guys that can play. And I'm sure he's already hitting it pretty hard here, a guy that's been in the business for a long, long time. So anyway, he's going to join us here coming up at 9 o'clock, less than an hour from now. I want to talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. I had such great results with Atlantic Men's Clinic. You're going, no, you're not doing this again, are you? You go, yes, I am. I'm going to do it every day. When it comes to low T, it happens to every man sooner or later. Some guys start to really notice it in their early 40s, 50s, 60s. It's going to happen. ED, right behind it. It's just a matter of time. You may be laughing at a buddy who says, I'm having trouble in bed right now. Sex drive's gone. And you kind of laugh because you're still going strong. It's not funny because it's going to hit you too. And when it does, boy, I'll tell you what, it really messes with your head. I know it did. Boy, I just apologize to my wife. I don't know what's going on. You're not attracted to all that stuff starts kicking in, man. Atlantic Men's Clinic, it works. It knocks out ED and low T so fast a year ago. Started a year ago, and it's great results. Everybody asked me, when's it kick in? Quickly. You're going to have a fantastic – this is what they do. Atlantic Men's Clinic does it professionally, does it the right way with their professionals. You get the T, the PSA test. If medically advised, the test dose. Put you on a program, whether it's low T, ED, or both. We got you covered to get it all back like you used to, even better in some cases. I want to let you know they got 6 locations in South Florida, 7th on the way. Call them today, 877-455-7300. You have to set up that first appointment at Atlantic Men's Clinic. Matter of fact, for more information, go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, time for weather, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. Technically, I guess we're still in the cold front here, Joe. It's 58 degrees at
still
the moment.
Still 58? Damn.
It's going to heat up here, though, as we go.
What do we
Sun's
get,
coming out right
what
now.
What are we getting to today? Give me a high of 80?
77.
All right.
Give or take.
77
depending where
fine.
You are, I guess.
77's good.
You're in the shade, it could be colder. Your direct sunlight could be hotter.
Get a little clay on my shoes today. Okay, that's good. No, that's fine. All right. I always say that, and I go, you know what? Nobody cares. Matter of fact, I was going to say the Miami Open is coming around next week.
We care.
I care.
We're going.
You're going.
Yeah.
You go a couple of times during the day.
Got to see if I can get pictures with the players with you.
Bro. Why did I try to pay you some of you just do that? I don't go doing that. Jimmy Butler does that. That's Jimmy Butler likes to go on the back end.
Well, unless it's Federer.
Jimmy Butler's a little too busy right now winning games for Golden State.
Does he make it down for the tournament? I think he is in town. Are they in town during the tournament?
They are going to be
here. Oh, he'll miss our game then for sure.
No, I don't think he missed a game because, by the way, can I ask you this question? I was looking at to see how close that game's getting. Does he get booed that night when he gets introduced, or
would,
do they
I
cheer
think
for him?
So. Yeah, maybe like in a few years or something you can cheer, but I think it's boo
so
time.
He's going to show up, and starting it forward, Jimmy Butler.
Why don't they announce him like that here?
Or do they go, and you're Jimmy Butler?
No, I don't think they'll do that either. But Tuesday, March 25th, that game, so it is coming up.
Jimmy Butler. Ladies and gentlemen, starting lineup for the Golden State Warriors, Jimmy Butler.
Warriors are 37-20.
Boo! What are they now?
37-28.
Damn, they're just a few games under 500. Good God.
They've lost one game since
now all of
February
a sudden everybody's
13th.
Healthy. Now Kuminga's coming back, not that I'm paying attention.
Sure. Looks like it's been about a month. They've
and
lost
Kuminga's
one game
Kuminga's the guy that everybody
month.
Wanted in the trade deal.
Jeez, man.
I think he's going to be really good. I think he's going to be a really good player. Anyway, God. Boo. I'm always curious to see how everybody's going to treat, you know, the whole deal. And there'll be people that love Jimmy no matter what, and they understand he's got to look out for his family and all that stuff. We're a little past that, the amount of money he's made. Look, he's got to look out for his family. What's he say? You got to look out for your next mansion.
He's looking for his joy, which he found, apparently.
Oh, yeah, he found joy.
Told you he had that shirt that had the joy on it.
I thought he didn't want to go to the Bay Area. That Bay Area ain't so damn bad. If I'm going to get that plane in the city, ain't that bad if I'm getting that extra.
I don't know. That's your area. You seem to think it's nice.
What?
San Francisco?
San Francisco's the toilet seat right now, man.
Okay.
It's bad.
I thought that was your spot.
I love the city. It's my favorite okay. city, but it's a toilet seat.
Toilet seat, okay.
It's bad. Oh, you name it. Okay. Fisherman's Wharf's bad. The big mall next to the park has been shut down. It's bad. The homeless are running
well,
the city.
A lot of malls are getting shut down.
No, this is, they got problems.
Okay.
People are crapping on, it's just bad. It's bad everywhere. They're giving drugs to people, like helping them with drug problems so they don't go through withdrawals. They're giving them drugs in the tents.
Yeah, where were those people for you back in the day? Yeah.
They're in Berkeley, where I was.
I'm sorry to hear your,
no,
your city
I honestly,
is struggling like
I have always said, I think Bo's here tomorrow. I think he's going to say the same thing growing up as a San Francisco Giant fan and going to Candlestick, and we still have our favorite restaurants we like to go to in the city.
Well, if there's anything grumpy to, you know, to be grumpy about, I'm sure Bo will have it handled.
Oh no, Bo's down on the whole state.
Bo seems down on the world.
This ain't little changes going on in sports right now. Bo's not doing real well. He's like, well, can we get 12 Don Shula's, please, back in the league? I had to go through that. I want you to go through that.
My favorite is sitting with you guys at Dolphins training camp and just listening to you guys ramble away.
You know who the worst
soft
is.
Everything is.
Let me ask you, if you've been up there, by
Pete
far,
Prisco.
Pete Prisco's by himself.
I love Pete Prisco. I love sitting with him, too.
And Mike Westhoff. Now you're talking about you're talking about guys that are.
No, Pete lets it fly. He's pretty good.
Pete lets it go.
Big fan of sitting with Pete at those games.
Pete's entertaining.
And yes, he is.
Pete Prisco doesn't stop talking. I mean, he just keeps rolling.
But then last year we had Kyle up there, and Kyle's like a good neutralizer, right, because he's a very positive person. Although the team seemed to have, like, you know, sucked
his
soul out this year, but
poor
Kyle. Ruined him too.
No, but Kyle sees things and he's fair. He is fair.
He is, but he's also a fan, and I think the team ruined him this year. Like,
they did ruin him stuff. But
fans
at least
are being mean to him.
At least he doesn't do that dogpile thing. Like, somebody gets on something, everybody jumps on it.
Like what Omar just did with Greer.
No, but that's. Listen.
Say in the beginning of that interview, did he say that Chris's friends said bad stuff about him?
He said a couple of his friends, people who liked him.
They said this about Chris. Now, these guys would probably say they're his friends, but.
But they just stabbed.
They ripped them to you?
Of all people that went to Omar.
Listen, don't let this get back to Chris. We're friends with him, but he sucks.
I mean, at what point do you get on a hot seat? At what point do you get on a hot seat? Like, Chris has got to be telling his wife, you know, I should be on the hot seat. You know, I start to look. I've been around for a lot of this 25 years. You got to get better players. Got to get better players, and we can't deny when we're weak somewhere. It's always bad when the media sees something and the GM doesn't see it. And then afterwards, they're like piling in positions to try to upgrade it. Then they want to fight. All right, listen, enough of that. We have more stuff to get to. Jay Lucas is going to be joining us coming up here. Hurricanes basketball head coach, new Hurricanes basketball head coach. A lot to get to on that job as he's already putting that staff together and trying to figure out who you keep and who you don't keep. Which players are staying, which ones are traveling. I mean, welcome early to the NIO and transfer portal, boy. Jay Lucas is, by the way, great recruiter. I can't wait. He's going to be in on a lot of really good players right off the bat. He's feel good about that. I think that's a good choice. And getting that guy away as associate head coach of Duke to come down here. I mean, he's going to get a job pretty soon anyway. But to get him down here is really, really good news for everybody. So that works out great. All right, we got to go to break here. We do have more to get to here this morning, and we'll jump into some of Omar's stuff. But, yeah, I just – look, man, if he can get this thing turned around, because I'm on this Chris Greer thing too, like enough's enough. Like enough's enough, man. I don't care what the owner says at this point. Like – everybody sees it. Some are open about it. Some aren't. But enough's enough. Like, come on, man. Come on. And I really, you know, at some point, I haven't done a good enough job. It's something I want to hear. I have not done my job. Doesn't mean you're going to get fired when you say it. But it can't always be we and this and that. And, well, it wasn't as bad as you're making it out to be. And we were kind of laughing at you guys at breakfast for your dumbass take. And
they can make you feel better, by the way.
Huh?
If he does that, it's gonna make you feel better about
yeah,
how
you know what?
This
I
whole
think
thing
it,
is. Oh yeah.
Well, you can't do gloom and doom, but you can say
but that'll
hey,
make you feel better.
Hey,
okay.
Even if you go ahead, we're gonna get this thing turned around, but
even though he's lying.
No. He's gotta believe he can. One thing about the NFL.
Oh, I'm sure he has plenty of belief.
One thing about the NFL too, you can turn it around. But a lot of it, the turnaround starts, well, because I just watched Washington while you're laughing.
Okay.
And I didn't get to finish before you started laughing. They
well, hey, man, no better time than now. It's been 25 years. Maybe we'll figure it out this year. This is the year.
And by the way, he also, Omar went, He went the extra mile because Chris has been here for a lot of that 25 years in positions let's take this guy.
At least
I highly recommend this guy. He's been in those positions. He's gone out to see guys and know guys.
But how helpful is it that there's no expectations? I think the team's going to stink. I think a lot of people are probably on that.
There are people
in that camp.
There are a lot of people out there that are looking for hope. And it's always bad when you got to start with, if we can just stay healthy. All right. Hey, listen, we got more stuff to get to. I want to tell you about Beverly's Jewelers, though. Hey, Jeff and Amanda. 5-star every day with me, man. I tell you what, been going there for a long, long time. They are my jeweler. They have an incredible offer you don't want to miss going on right now. If you're thinking about getting engaged or you want to get something really, really nice for somebody you really care about, you can get a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color, set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. It is smoking hot. It is gorgeous. Wow. Choose from all shapes, larger sizes available, similar savings, but hurry. This deal's only for a limited time. It's about ready to end. Gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment right there. I trust Beverly's Jewelers. Hell, I have for more than 30 years, and you can too. They're in Fort Lauderdale off Commercial Boulevard. Nice big store, professional people. They got something for everybody no matter what you need. Or online, you can go and find out more at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
Before we get back to the show here, WQAM invites you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, and every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets. From March 20th to the 23rd, presented by Hard Rock Bet, we're transforming Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, beers, real-time betting action, more VIP tickets and packages available at Ticketmaster. Get all the info at WQAM.com. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida, must be 21 and up and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-888-ADMITTED. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood, sponsored by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda. And Joe, on the topic of stuff like that, we do have a giveaway here that we can do whenever you're ready.
Let's do it. What do you have for
me? We do have Heat tickets to give away today. You want to do it at some point?
Is that for that Rockets game?
Yes, it is.
When they get back, they got that quick little road trip, and then they're coming back. And Rockets got a nice team.
Yeah, and then the Fighting Jimmy Butlers are coming to town there. And so we'll do it at some point during the segment.
Let me ask you, Woody. So you're a Jimmy Butler guy.
I do like Jimmy Butler, yes.
So you're at the game with Leon. And
I'm not bringing him to that game.
The introduction.
Because I don't want to have to explain to him why everyone's booing and, you know.
Why not?
Throwing their drinks on the floor.
You got to break the kid in early as a fan.
No.
Like, this guy dumped on our team. Boo his ass. It's okay, Leon. Now you're going to hear F him, and that's part of it too.
Well, it's tricky for him, though, because he likes Steph Curry a lot.
Well, you cheer for Steph Curry.
You cheer for Curry. You boo Jimmy. You cheer for the Heat. It's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, it's part of being a fan.
An 8-year-old. I'm not teaching an 8 to boo people.
They're playing out of their mind, though. They are playing great, and he's a big reason why, which just makes you even saltier.
He knows to boo players that don't hit their props. He knows that, though.
Somebody's going to have a sign, right?
Sign?
You got your joy back jerky?
Are people still doing that?
Yeah, they bring signs.
Signs?
Yeah.
Okay.
We really just – somebody. And by the way, somebody, I love you, Jimmy. Don't listen to everybody.
Well, there's Warriors fans down here.
Well, once you're a champion, there's
– yeah, that's there's, true, yeah.
There's that fan. There's a group of fans around this country that basically follow. So I got a guy that literally – so I'm playing. He's a very annoying guy, and he plays tennis. An older guy.
Not Ira, is it?
No. Okay. It's not Ira. Ira's true to his teams. So he – I've noticed every time somebody wins a championship in football, he's got that jersey on. So I said, dude, do you ever just get tired? Don't you just have one team? And then he tries to justify it by, well, this guy was with my team. I said, no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're a fan of anybody that wins.
Everybody likes a winner, man.
Everybody likes a winner. Or, not that's not true now. A lot of people turned on Kansas City. A lot of people turned on Kansas City, wanted them to lose that game. Would you admit that?
I saw that, yeah.
Especially the girlfriend and, you know, the tight end, and they're getting a little Hollywood-ish. And
they do have some things
going
working
for
against,
the three-peat, yeah. And people just – and if they weren't booing the team enough, they wanted to boo her.
That other team's tough to root for, though, too, man, that Philly team.
Why?
Well, their fans are a bunch of mutants, to say the least, but –
I'll tell you what, Vic Fangio did a great job. They've taken damn near his whole defense, his free agents. He lost a tackle, a pass rusher, corner. Safety. They traded their safety. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Vic's going, hey, man, I know I'm good at what I do, but damn, you going to load me back up there, Howie? Let me know, man. I'd like to know if I got a chance here.
By the way, a lot of people are texting us Jimmy thing. Like, I guess Jimmy's probably going to get the last laugh, right? They've lost one game in a
Jimmy
month.
Jimmy wins every day.
Yeah.
No matter what happened out there, Jimmy wins. Because Jimmy's money, all that money's guaranteed. He's got, after this year, what's he got, $107 million more coming in?
It's enough.
What? Well, how much has he made?
Tied him over, yeah.
He's made $200 or $300 million already. He's going to go, thank you, whatever you think of me. I damn near made $500 million with everything I'm doing. I win, so boo me all you want. Still boo his ass, though.
Speaking of the Chiefs, by the way, just some news on them. They restructured Mahomes and Chris Jones, 49.5 in 2025 cap space.
Mm.
So I guess they can add some pieces around there.
Mr. Mahomes is going to be here pretty soon. They're going to have to redo that contract too. He's when he starts going, you know, I'm all for helping the team, and I know Tom Brady did that for years and took less money, but I gotta look out for number one here.
You think with Mahomes, didn't he get like $500 million? He got something crazy.
Yeah, but that contract, it looked great up front, but it's and he'll get all the money if he's playing because he's so damn good.
Well, yeah, who cares what you're paying him?
But
what's the difference?
No, it's
pay that guy whatever.
There are some guys that can play with less around them, and they're still going to be good, and he's one of those guys.
I think there's, what, two of those guys?
Guy, what are you thinking? Guy in Buffalo and guy
yeah.
in Kansas City?
Guy in Buffalo did it last year. Josh Allen did it. They traded his best receiver away.
I don't know. There's a group of guys right now in that club. I think Lamar's really good.
Lamar is very good. No question. I'm not saying he's not, but he's got a lot of pieces around him.
Joe Burrow got in a bunch of shootouts and lost last year.
They brought in Derrick Henry. You guys still couldn't even get over the hump.
Joe Burrow's got an owner that pays him, but he may not pay anybody else.
Joe Burrow's got probably the two best the duo in the league, right? Best duo?
I don't know if they have them both next year.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But still, nobody like – I mean, Mahomes is on his own with doing more with less, but Josh Allen did a pretty good job of that.
Yeah. I don't know if
their receivers were rough.
That group?
Yeah.
Yes.
They still carved everyone up.
You know who just is not 100%? He still hasn't found a home. Amari Cooper. I thought Amari mm-hmm. Cooper was going to do a lot more for him, and he just – he was hurt. I don't think he ever got healthy. Whatever happened, he was banged up when he got there, and he just
there's some names out there still. I mean, I guess Stephon Diggs is still out there, but
yeah,
I know
but he's coming off a knee.
Yeah, I know he's hurt.
That's a tough one, and he's 30 now.
Von Miller's still out there. Keenan Allen's still out there. Nick Chubb.
Oof, a lot of wear and tear on some of those guys, man. And by the way, all those guys have been great players. They've all been really good. I'm sure they had some offers, but they're probably not what the agent and the player thought they were going to be, right? Because at some point, I got to tell you what Joey Bosa got. I was shocked. I'm with Omar. 1 year, $12.5 million. I didn't think he was going to get that. I thought people were going, nah, we'll pay you lower, but we'll pay you higher in incentives. Because sometimes a guy like Joey Bosa, when he does play, he's really productive, but you're worried about that history lesson of 23 games missed in 3 years. So I don't know.
Do you want Brandon Cooks or Tyler Lockett? They're out there.
Tyler Lockett's been pretty pretty damn good. I thought maybe Seattle.
Juju Smith-Schuster.
No.
AJ Osborne. He's out there.
Nah, I'm okay. I like the third guy that that the Dolphins got. I'm good with that.
Really? Okay.
Oh, how much are they going to throw to him anyway? We haven't thrown to the third guy very much.
Because it was Odell Beckham Jr. Did I see him sitting courtside the other night? He was carrying a purse.
I don't know.
What's going on, man? That's your third receiver? Come on.
By the way, that thing was a disaster. Even when he came back, he was a disaster.
Boy, you sold that thing to everyone.
You got to throw me under the bus on everything I was
that
wrong
one
about.
That one you missed bad on.
All right,
that was one of your worst misses. That was Jeff Ireland.
You know what? I'm going to start.
That one you really missed bad.
Now you put me with Ireland. Good.
That was a really big swing and a miss. And by the way, I'm surprised you were on board with that one because I would figure he's not your type of player.
Oh, he's a hot dog with extra mustard. he's about
yeah.
By the way, he's all about clicks, man. That guy's all about social media. And listen, I'm not gonna have very good stats, so let me have a great warm up here with one-handed catches, so everybody can go, wow, look at that, catch. 9 o'clock hour's coming up. Jay Lucas, Hurricanes basketball head coach, is gonna join us, man. Excited to have this young, energetic guy ready to go as the new head coach for the Miami Hurricanes and already off and running right now. We'll have him coming up next. Right now, I want to tell you about a guy he won't be recruiting, but he may call. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Yeah, I got to tell you, man, if you're looking to get a mortgage, get approved quickly. First-time home buyers, you want to know about rates. Right now, fixed rates in the fives. Self-employed, you've been declined by the banks. He's got a great program for you. Boy, I'll tell you what, Michael Kotze is about great service. People ask me, how do you stay in business 35 years with all the different things and rates up and down and all around? And I said, Michael Kotze is successful because of the great service he offers, being able to get things done when people need mortgages, need a second, all those type of things quickly. Half the time of the banks, he works 7 days a week. You can always get a hold of the guy. Think about that. On a weekend, you find a place you really like, you want to get a jump start on it, and there's Michael Kotze answering your call on a Saturday afternoon. These are the things that this guy does. Google the reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews. A lot of people saying nice things about a man that's been around for a while now. He has no life, always working, 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. It's 561-441-2730. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.